Cow dogs and coyotes don't mix. We're natural enemies, born on different sides of the law. And as the old saying goes, never the twangs shall meet. Exactly what a twang is, I never figured out. But I will say this. If a guy was ever tempted to forget his twang and throw in with a bunch of stinking savages, he'd do it for Missy Coyote. And understand, this observation comes from a seasoned professional cowdog who doesn't ordinarily allow himself to be distracted by women. So there you are. I studied the faces down below and recognized several of them. There was old Chief Mini Rabbit Gut Eating Full Moon, and the Rowdy Brothers Ripping Snort, and over on the edge of the crowd, Mercy. My old heart was made of cast iron, but darned if it didn't start acting silly when I saw her lovely face. Missy was just as pretty as I'd remembered her. All at once I got weak in the legs and swimmy in the head, and there for a minute, I thought that wicked old heart of mine was gonna take out a couple of ribs. It was pounding so hard. Old Chief Gut was seated on a rock, telling a story about... I couldn't hear every word, so I kinda had to patch it together. Sounded as if the story came from his youth, back before he got old and crippled up and lost two of his toes in a fight with a badger and got a notch bit out of his left ear. The story had something to do with running a jackrabbit. It must have been funny because every now and then the whole bunch of them would bust out laughing. Everyone but Missy. Over on the edge of the crowd, she smiled but didn't laugh. No doubt she'd heard the story several dozen times already. That was one thing about old man Gut I remembered. His stories were pretty good the first time around, but the third, fourth, and fifth times, they got a little stale. But you know what? His poor old wife laughed every time, just as though she'd never heard him before. Now that's real devotion.